All right, so we're back.
Hello.
Episode 20, I know we just 29. Said this, 29.2. So yep. This is part two of the Seminole Heights serial killer, Howell Emanuel Trey Donaldson III.
Why is he called Trey?
I don't know.
Because he doesn't want to be called Howell?
Howell.
Reminds me of Thurston Howell.
Oh my gosh, my brother-in-law's middle name is Thurston.
I love it. The Love Boat?
Dude, no, I don't know that.
You never watched The Love Boat?
No.
My grandma and I used to watch Love Boat and Knight Rider.
I love it.
My grandma loved
it. So what is the name? Howell, is that from?
Thurston Howell is just like the rich guy from The Love Boat.
Oh, no. No, it does not ring a bell at all. I love it. Exciting and new. So, all right, so this is part two. We talked about it last week. I don't even know how to start this off. It's kind of a weird
segment. Yeah, well, let's just get right into it.
Yeah. So we'll talk about...
he's killing a bunch of people.
Yep.
Like, there's no fucking rhyme or reason to it. He's just...
random.
Just...
yeah.
Taking people out. Just smoking people in the street.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yikes.
But before... we're not going to do West Dallas or Florida, nope. But I did want to talk about... there is kind of like a part two to our TripAdvisor. So This is the number one thing to do in Seminole Heights at night. We talked about day.
Not get killed.
That should be number one TripAdvisor. So this would be number second best thing to do.
Thing to do at night in Seminole Heights is get killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woohoo!
And then the number two is to visit the Refinery's Shabby Chic Style. I don't even know what.
It's a restaurant?
Yes. So the Refinery. It's a shabby chic. It doesn't extend to the food of its three-time James Beard Award semifinalist. So they have a super like fancy chef named Greg Baker, who changes his menu regularly to reflect what's in season. I think that's really neat because that brings people back to their restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So another understated Heights hotspot, the Independent Bar and Cafe, draws legions of hipsters with craft brews on tap and elevated bar food, a phenomenon also embraced by nearby Angry Chair Brewing. Lots of little microbreweries in Florida.
I like it.
Or in Tampa. So Ella's Americana Folk Art Cafe offers folk art charm and brash live music, overseen by its blues howling owner. Beer fans should head directly to the Independent, where you can find a diverse section of brews from around Tampa Bay and the world.
Sounds fun.
So this Seminole Heights area is just really just eclectic.
Just like vibrant?
Yep.
It sounds kind of like a funky little neighborhood in New Orleans or something.
That or kind of reminds me of like Brady Street.
Yeah.
But in a small...
very like eclectic and like kind of...
just very hippie. Like hip.
Hipster.
Like, I couldn't be around there. That would... I need Stalas Palace, and I need Tompkins Chicken Wings. Anyway.
Well, I feel a Stalas bar crawl through.
It's coming. It's going to happen soon.
It's going to happen. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
So, kick us off.
Me? All right. So, anyways, getting right into it. As we said, all those people getting killed. So, anyways, the Tampa Police Department arrested a suspect, Howell Emanuelson Donaldson III, on November 28th, 2017, at the McDonald's in Ybor City. That's how I say that, right?
Ybor City, yep.
Ybor City.
Good job.
Thanks. Donaldson, who worked at the restaurant, told Delonda Walker, his manager, that he was going to an Amscot location. What's Amscot?
It's like a check cashing place.
Okay. So he was going to an Amscot location and would leave town after securing a cash advance. He collected his paycheck, turned in his uniform, and then handed her a pistol wrapped in a paper salad bag.
I want to know what a paper salad bag is. And do you remember McDonald's salad shakers?
Knew you were going to say that.
So I'm like, was it a bag that they hold the salad? Because I don't know if they were around back in 2017. I feel like it was long ago.
Salad shakers were amazing.
They were so good. The Caesar one? Oh, my gosh.
So good. Okay. So Donaldson instructed Walker to tell anybody who asked that she hadn't seen him, not to open the bag, and to bury the bag somewhere deep enough where it wouldn't be accidentally found. Ooh, snap. He claimed that the bag was involved in his mother's final wish in a failed attempt to prevent his manager from looking in the bag.
Okay, if somebody tells me, don't look in this bag, I want to look in that bag.
Don't ever tell me not to do something.
Yeah,
my parents were like, don't drink before you're 21. Don't do drugs. Don't have sex before you're married.
Don't slam the door
again. Don't slam the door. Don't leave after we tell you not to leave the house. If we're grounded, I mean, basically my entire life is somebody telling me not to do something and I do it.
Anyway, exactly.
So, yeah, okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, Heather, here's this bag. Don't look in it.
Yeah, and but bury it.
Fuck you, Thurston Howell III. I'm going to look in it.
I just think that's so crazy. Like, just what kind of relationship did they have to say, like, oh, here it is. Like, he trusted her to some degree. Anyway, okay.
Okay, so anyways. All right, so don't look in the bag. But, of course she looked in the bag. So, after realizing it was a gun, Walker notified a police officer who, coincidentally, was in the restaurant's parking lot.
Because Ybor City...
is hungry.
That... and where...
McDonald's Coke is the best.
It is the best. Oh, I had a Dr. Pepper from there today. So good. So, Ybor City is a big party town. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of Cuban history and stuff like that. But 7th Avenue, all the bars. So that McDonald's is right on your way out to get back to, like, our college USF. You would go, like, kind of right, or you go back to Tampa.
Everybody's getting drunk food from there.
Going to McDonald's, yeah. So there was always a police officer there.
Yeah, because he's looking for people wilding out.
Yep.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. So, all right, so the cop is there, and then the cop calls for backup, and police were waiting to arrest Donaldson by the time he returned to his vehicle.
Mm-hmm. They didn't know who he was. They just knew, like, well, what's this gun? You know.
And he was acting shady.
Yeah.
And there was something weird.
So Donaldson consented to a search of his vehicle, where Tampa police found clothes stained with what appeared to be blood and fitting the description derived from security footage and eyewitness accounts.
Jeez.
Because they were all on super high alert, like, what for this guy. Cause it had been almost a month, like, that the last shootings had happened, actually over a month. But since Halloween, it was so heightened. And, you know, after that time, people start kind of letting their guard down a little bit. But thank the Tampa police.
A little bit of time.
Yep. So they also discovered that his cell phone location data aligned with the date, time, and location of that provided in the security footage. So this is excellent police work.
Yeah.
Tampa police claim that ballistics tests show that Donaldson's Glock was used to commit all four killings. Mm. So thank goodness he had the gun. All right. And that shell casings matching the weapon were found at the scenes of the crimes. So the investigation also showed that Donalds had purchased the Glock firearm from Shooter's World, which, God, I've been there so many times. Doug and I used to go shooting there. On October 3rd, 2017, and he picked it up on October 7th, 2 days before the first killing.
Oh, geez.
So, like, you know, you have to have the hold to whatever for the background check.
Yeah.
But 2 days. So he, just think about, like, where he, I try to think about where he was mentally, like, and we'll get in, like, his background and stuff, but I'm just going to go buy a gun, or I'm going to go pick up my gun, and then 2 days later, this is, I'm going to be a serial killer.
Yeah.
It was just wild. Just super wild.
That is wild.
So, all right, so you.
All right, so on November 30th, 2017, Donaldson made his first court appearance with one of his public defenders, Judge Margaret Taylor. Ruled that Howell Donaldson III would be held without bond until a hearing scheduled for December 5th, 2017. The judge also explained that the disappearance of Donaldson's parents on February 9th to explain why they refused to answer questions from the state attorney's office about their son.
Yes.
So his parents disappeared.
Yes.
All right. Parents later received 6 months house arrest for contempt of court.
So when he was picked up, he was charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder.
Yeah.
He pled not guilty, and he would not talk. No motives, nothing. Can you imagine how frustrating this is? Like,
why did you do this?
Yeah.
And he's just like, I'm not telling you anything.
Nothing. And so his parents are business owners in Tampa. His mom owns, like, a beauty supply shop.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say his dad was, like, a teacher. God, I can't remember now.
Sucks.
But they have a business. They own a business in town and country. And so they were getting, you know, police were trying to ask them questions. They wouldn't say anything. They actually, so that's when the judge was like, no, you guys are going to come down here and subpoena them to.
And they wouldn't come.
They wouldn't say anything. So good for them. They had 6 months house arrest.
Yeah. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
If you're going to be that unhelpful and, like, dodge us, yeah.
Because they were, like, trying to wonder, what, like, why did you do this?
Right.
His parents should offer some kind of, I don't know.
Some kind
of thing about the victims.
Right. All right. So his trial was scheduled to begin on August 10th, 2020. But a judge granted a defense motion for Donaldson to be tried for each murder separately, citing the different circumstances surrounding each victim. If found guilty, Donaldson could face the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Delonda Walker was given the $110,000 reward for providing information leading to the arrest of the alleged serial killer.
I put this in here because, do you ever read, like, oh, Crime Stoppers has put out, like, a $50,000 reward for information? But you never hear about the people who actually, does anybody actually get that money?
She got it.
Like, I was really, like, I'm happy for her.
Me too. She deserves it. She was a manager at fucking McDonald's.
Yeah. And she got that. Hopefully she did all right.
Yeah.
All right. So, this is the craziest part. So, who is Howell Donaldson III? So he was born in North Carolina and graduated from the city's Alachua, North Carolina. No, I don't want to put him with that song.
But I
love
just
that song.
When I see North Carolina.
Okay. So he graduated from the city's Alonzo High School in 2011. Excuse me. Drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
He then continued studying sports management at St. John's University in Queens, New York.
Okay.
And made it on the men's basketball team, but he never played any of the games. He was just bench. In January 2017, he graduated from the university.
So he has a college degree.
Yep.
He was working at McDonald's?
Yes, after he moved to Florida. Mm-hmm. So he appeared to be a very calm young man with good manners, dressed very well, according to some former colleagues or people who went to college with him. He didn't show any signs of violence, and none of the people knowing him could explain what could have possibly pushed him to commit the murders.
This is
no
wild.
Background, no criminal background, nothing. Right?
Not like he wasn't abused as a child, like nothing.
Nothing. And this is a wild. So after years of delays due to mental health evaluations for Donaldson, plus the pandemic, the cases against Donaldson are again moving forward, but dates for the trials have not been set. So this was, when I was looking this up, his next court date was set for June 23rd, 2022. I didn't look what happened there. I just think it has to be, as like the district attorney, has to be super frustrating. Like, trying to piece all these together and figure out, like, what had happened? You know? And the victims, like, as a parent, like, I would want to know, why'd you kill my, you know? What happened, you know?
It's just very odd. Like, no mental health break, no signs of, it sounded like he was very normal, on the right track in life.
Yep. Right?
This is terrifying.
Right? It could be anybody. So,
yikes.
Yep.
All right.
So, all the places that we went. So, on this day, Barbara was with me.
Did Barbara have fun?
Yeah. And my dad.
She loves doing hood rat
shit. Yeah, yeah. And then we went to Ybor City, and we, like, had some Cubans and plátanos, and it was so good.
We have to go to the restaurant. They supposedly have really good Cubans.
We're going.
Okay.
So, we went to the first area was where Benjamin Edward Mitchell, North 15th Street and East Frierson Avenue. Just super, it's like a main road.
Yeah.
It's just really, really odd. You're just walking down this road and then you just get shot. Nah. The Monica Hoffa, the 1000 block of East New Orleans, is a field. Very creepy because you can see where she was walking, because she was walking in between the houses, and there's this big open field, really tall grass, and where how they would come and cut the grass, like, to her body, which is in that field. Just really sad.
I feel bad for the city workers that just found it.
Right.
Her, not it.
Anthony Naboa, so 15th Street near Wilder Avenue. This is, when you see the pictures, this is like a neighborhood.
Like a normal, cute.
This is not like a main road or anything. Mm-hmm. It's kind of
just like where people live.
Yeah. It's kind of like Layton would be like the main road where Benjamin got shot. And then you just turn around the corner and you're like, it'd be like coming down my street. And like right there. It's very, very weird. And then North Nebraska Avenue, just north of East Caracas. Well, Nebraska is a very famous street in Tampa. Lots of sex workers, seedy hotels. This is still in that area.
That's where Eileen Wuornos was working.
Yeah, what's her name, too? That's where Carol Baskins was picked up by her second husband walking down Nebraska. She wasn't working. She was just walking.
She wasn't working.
So, all right. And then, obviously, a very well-known place to me is the McDonald's on 13th Avenue in Ybor City. So, just really weird to just go, just to drive these places. And it took us maybe 5 minutes to hit.
Just this little...
Just a little circle. And you can see, like, and my dad was really good. Like, he came this way because my dad watched all the news unfold living there. And he's like, if you look at this street, and this is the alley that he ran down. And then over there is that's the where they caught the camera, the surveillance video. And it was just really weird.
My gosh.
But it's just like a neighborhood, just like any other neighborhood.
Well, and this was very recent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Good one.
Yeah. So that is the case. I don't more information to come. I hope the families can have some peace and to finally know.
I hope he finally just talks about why he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because why is always the biggest.
Yeah. You always want to know why. Snoop Dogg, his quote.
What does Snoop have to say about this fucking guy?
He says, sorry, it had to end this way, but it is what it is.
Yeah, basically is what it is.
I saw that quote and I'm like, damn, Snoop. Side note. Did you hear BTS and Snoop had a song that came out a couple days ago?
I did hear that.
It's a fucking jam.
And I forgot to text you about it.
It's a jam. And you have to watch the video. It's hilarious. Because Benny Blanco, I don't know who this guy is. He's some producer or whatever. Mm-hmm. Produced it. And the video is him. And he has his room is all decorated with BTS. And he has a BTS pillow. It's really cute. I'm like, I feel you.
It makes me very happy.
It makes me happy that another adult likes BTS. Like I do.
Jessica loves BTS.
I do. And now my kids do. And they
She's all in.
Yes, for sure. All right. So that's it. So follow us on Instagram.
Yeah. Slide in my DMs.
We haven't heard much from people.
Well, we haven't. Yeah. We've been on hiatus too. So.
Again. I mean, one day we'll have it together.
Someday. But in the meantime, we're just going to limp this fucking thing along.
Yeah, we are. All right. So on Facebook, right. Down Murder Lane.
Yep. Email us.
DownMurderLanePodcast@gmail.com.
Rate and review us.
On Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And we've been talking about, I really want to start a TikTok. I don't know if TikTok's where, no, it's Reels now. Instagram Reels, is that where it's at? Yeah. But
we can do this.
Hopefully when we get some more time, we can do
something. We can go on Estella's Bar Crawl and make a bunch of TikToks.
That's true. That's content people would probably like to see how ridiculous we are. If they didn't know already, but...
Oh, they know.
Oh. So until next time...
Take that trip.
But pack wisely.
Because you never know who you'll run into.
Down Murder Lane.
Bye.